Downtown Paul's Valley isn't where many people expect to find a tourist attraction that's put Oklahoma on the map. If you blink when you drive by, you might miss it. But don't be fooled by its 6,000-square-foot size. The Toy and Action Figure Museum, tucked in next door to a 50s-style diner, has hosted visitors from all over the country and beyond. The Tulsa World named it a top Oklahoma attraction. It was featured in Wired magazine and nabbed a spot in Time magazine's Top 50 American Experiences in 2009. The museum is literally filled to the rafters with heroes, villains, and nostalgia. The first thing that catches your eye after passing through the lobby and gift shop area is what curator Kevin Stark calls the centerpiece of the museum, the bedroom diorama.
This depicts an adult collector's bedroom. Only all the toys have come to life and they've done something with the collector. We're not sure what.
Between what's on display and what's in storage, Stark says the museum's collection contains more than 13,000 action figures. He hopes to expand eventually so more of the collection can be displayed at the same time. Meanwhile,
we rotate displays often and try to show and highlight different things, whether it be wrestling figures or sports figures, different movies.
A few displays are more permanent.
And we also have the Oklahoma Cartoonists Collection, which is made up of people who have worked professionally in the field of comics, whether that be writers or artists or editors. And a lot of people from Oklahoma with Oklahoma ties have been in the comic industry. And we have a cereal box collection, which I love the cereal box collection, except that my wife made a rule that I had to eat all the cereal in all those boxes or I couldn't buy them. And let me tell you, SpongeBob SquarePants cereal is horrible. It's like sugar-coated styrofoam. So I can't recommend it. But I love the box. We have an area with superhero underwear. And actually, that was so popular that people started trying to pull them off the wall and wanted to buy them. And so we had to start carrying them in the gift shop to keep people from taking the display.
Some displays even have accompanying sounds and video.
We have the military section that is devoted to the 12-inch tall action figures. Those are your G.I. Joes, things like that. We've recreated World War II in action figure form. So we've got the Pacific campaign on one side and the European campaign on the other. We also have a bat cave in the back with thousands of Batman items. Batman's my favorite character, so... And there's so much Batman stuff to collect, he gets a whole room to himself.
When you think Batman, with people in weird outfits, like four super crooks hanging around here, it's amazing someone hasn't already reported this place to the police.
It's a low neighborhood, full of rum pots. They're used to curious sights, which they attribute to alcoholic delusions.
Gosh, drink is sure a filthy thing, isn't it? I'd rather be dead than unable to trust my own eyes.
We also feature sculptor Kyle Wendrix, who is a native Oklahoman. He's from Purcell, and he has sculpted all kinds of toys, action figures, for a company called NECA out of New Jersey. Everything from Pinhead to Aliens to Terminators to John Lennon. He's done quite a wide array of action figures.
Wendrix's portfolio includes toys for the Lord of the Rings movies. The museum exhibits the prototype for a figure of one of the series' monsters, the massive and terrifying Balrog.
We also feature Star Wars. Star Wars, of course, being a huge presence in the action figure market. We could fill this whole museum probably with Star Wars alone.
Release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy me.
The majority of the museum's collection comes from Stark's own personal collection. His studio was the inspiration for the museum.
Because I had been designing action figures for 10 years, news stations and all would do stories on my toy collection and the fact that here is a guy living in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, that designs toys all over the world. Because of the press I got total strangers that would come up to my studio door wanting to come in and look at my toy collection. So I joked that it was an unofficial tourist attraction and that we ought to just make it official.
And it's obvious Stark has put a lot of energy into making the museum engaging and fun. He knows exactly where everything is because he builds all the displays himself.
Every toy in here I have placed personally. Every single toy. So that way when people say, well, you don't have any Thundercats, I can walk right to it and show them where the Thundercats are.
Not to mention a portion of the museum is dedicated to a thing most museums frown upon, playing with the artifacts.
Because it would be torturous to bring a 4 or 5 year old to an action figure museum and not let them touch anything. And every once in a while I'll get the lightsabers down. We'll have lightsaber duels, the kids and I will, so that's always a lot of fun.
Curating the Toy and Action Figure Museum, Kevin Stark makes a living sharing his passion with others. And as this reporter can tell you from experience, it benefits everyone. You can find out more about the Toy and Action Figure Museum on Facebook and Twitter and at actionfiguremuseum.com. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.